Lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you. I hope this day's the best day you've had all week. All week, I'm telling you. Well, I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about how blessed you are. You may not be feeling it, but I want you to know there's forces bigger than you. There's forces bigger than your feelings or what's going on, because God is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? And you go, well, how do you know? Because if you're in Christ, God is for you. God really wants to see you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So one of the things that's just really been on my heart today is the idea of how special it is. It says in Hebrews 1, it says, God, who at many different times and in many different ways have spoken to us in times past by the prophets, but us in this age that we're in has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And you're special. It says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And that may not sound like much. A lot of people say, well, we're all children of God. Well, you are in the creative state, but in the reborn state, you're different. You're far different. A man must be born again, Jesus said. And so if you're in Christ, you have a special covenant relationship. You have rights to know things that the rest of the world don't know. And God really wants to show us. But I want to mention this weekend, I want to get into a start. I'm not going to be able to really even get going, but it's very crucial that we have premises or line upon line, and I need to build the foundation before we start putting walls and roof on. And so I was just wanting to get you started with this idea of understanding this concept of the age and the time we're in. And I'll just look with me, if you would, at Ephesians chapter 3. Paul says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation. That word is oikonomos, which means to rule a house, or you could say to administrate, and some say to steward, to be stewards of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it now has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. And then if I read on down in verse 9 of that, it says, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus. Colossians also says, for Jesus and by Jesus. And so I just want to admonish you, the word mystery is the Greek word mysterion, which had to do with something not hidden from us. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, I'll read it real quick. It actually says, if I get to the right place here, the secret things belong to the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Do you realize there's laws in the New Testament? It's not the Mosaic law or the law that was laid out at Sinai, but there's still laws. I mean, there's still things that if you do them, they work. And either way, they work for you or against you, like electricity or wind or anything. And so I just want to admonish you, but this mystery that you've been invited into, Jesus said to his disciples, unto you it's been given to know the mysteries of God. And I can't even begin to start to press into that, but I think for us to understand that I just want to say the word privileged. We're blessed to be blessed, but at the same time, with the blessing comes responsibility, and God says, it's our time. It is our time to carry this gospel, this grace that's been given to us, that we can actually fulfill things that God has got. So I want to invite you, I want to pray for you really quick here. Father, I thank you for these blessed children of the King. I thank you, Lord God, for leading him into the exciting places of where we're at right now. It is so amazing, Father. I release upon them the understanding, and we'll talk about this weekend, what these mysteries really are that was hidden from every other dispensation, every other age, and belongs to these, your people, right now, Father, in Jesus' name.